The South Australian outback is putting on a spectacular show. The best winter rainfall in the area in two decades has resulted in one of the state's largest displays of wildflowers in history. There's one area in the far north of the state near Roxby Downs where there's about 2 square kilometres completely covered in Sturt's desert peas. But it's not a field of just red and black because there are so many of the native plants this season. They're mutating to produce flowers in a range of colours like pink, white and yellow. Michael Anelzark, who's the curator at the Australian Arid Lands Botanic Garden, says it's an amazing sight.
I guess with most populations, and you look at people, there's always variation within that population. So within the Sturt Desert Pea population, there are different colour variations. They're just naturally occurring, you know, they can be called mutations. Some of the flowers on individual shrubs are different to the ones on the rest of the shrub. Yeah, and some plants are producing, you know, a whole series of different colours. Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
So what kind of colours do you see?
There's white, pink, yellow, burgundy. Honestly, I've seen a red, white and blue one, you know, so we've even got the Australian flag. I can't imagine anything more patriotic than that. So, yeah, the colours are quite amazing. And stripes, it's incredible.
Are there any colours that are particularly unusual?
Well, I think...
Perhaps the Australian flag.
Yeah. I think we're so used to seeing, you know, the flower itself is basically red, and the black centre part, which is called the boss, is usually always black. But to see one that's actually pure white or green, it's right at the opposite end of what we're used to. So, you know, individually the flowers may be one completely different colour, or we're seeing a mix of colours for one flower. You know, the boss on some of them is red and the flower's white. So it's sort of it's throwing up all sorts of strange things.
Is that normally what you see when there's a season like this?
Yes, in that there are just so many more flowers produced. So, you know, obviously the more flowers there are, the more chance there is of diversity. You can't guarantee that seeds will produce those flowers. So if we were to collect seed from, you know, a pink one or a white one, there's no guarantee that the genetic code in that seed will produce more white ones. It would probably be the standard red and black ones.
How important is a season like this for the ongoing livelihood, I suppose, of these wildflowers?
It's really essential because what it does is it produces like an abundance of flowers. So with a lot of arid flora, the key to their success is producing copious amounts of seeds. So the more rain there is, the more flowers it can develop on plants, the more seed they can set and release and just keep that seed bank in the ground. Some of the acacias or wattles, you know, their seeds are viable for 40, 50 years. So, you know, if they produce enough, we've got a guarantee of it's like an insurance policy, a good guarantee of future species still popping up.